Piper passengers. To allow us to better interface with other carriers, starting today, we are changing our flight numbers to 3 digits. So check your tickets. The flight that's boarding, flight 19, will be flight 486. No, wait a minute. 486 is flight 20. Flight 19 is 562. I mean, 265. Wait, 265 is 1419 is... Oh, well, the hell with it. We have a plane leaving in 5 minutes. If you want to get off this damn island, but be on it.
Has anyone seen Brian? He's supposed to take a flight in 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, Joe. I haven't seen him yet.
8:30 in the morning. My guess is he's circling somewhere over Alex, waiting for permission to land.
Hey, guys. Listen, I need your opinion about something. You think Sylvan is a good name for a little boy?
Only if he's a little boy who doesn't mind bleeding.
Why are you reading 1001 names to give your child?
Because there's a baby on the way. I can't avoid my responsibility.
Give me 50 bucks, I'll get you 5 guys who'll swear that we're with her.
It's not my baby, Roy. It's my sister's.
Oh, is this the sister with the webbed fingers?
No, it isn't. That's Trina. And it's webbed toes. Baby's due any day now, and it's a Mather family tradition for the godfather. It's me to name the baby.
Oh, well, remember, Lowell, you want to make sure that the first and last name sound good together. What's your sister's last name?
Mather.
Oh, Lowell, I think she means her married name.
Ooh. Mather.
Wait a moment. She married a Mather?
Well, trust me, this is a family tree you do not want to climb.
Please tell me that your sister is not marrying your brother or something.
No, no, that didn't work out.
Yeah, what's the big deal? They're third cousins. I mean, the way you guys are carrying on, you'd think she'd married a perfect stranger.
Well, you know, Eleanor and Franklin Roosevelt were cousins.
Yet another similarity between the Roosevelts and the Mathers.
Right through gate one.
Hey. I know. I'm late, all right? Just give me 2 seconds. I was over at Alex's.
What, you overslept?
Not exactly.
Oh, all right. You scored with your own girlfriend. What a stud.
Listen, I had to go home, shower, get my stuff, but relax. I'm here.
Brian, would you
look at you. You know, a pilot is supposed to instill confidence in the passengers.
Excuse me, I don't instill confidence?
You're wearing 2 different shoes.
I'm making a statement.
Yeah, you're saying, look at me, I'm an idiot.
Brian, I'm glad I caught you. You left your wallet at my place.
Thanks.
Oh, and this. I missed you.
I missed you.
You know, you're going to miss the flight. The hell with it. Listen, Brian, you go home, get cleaned up. You can take the 10 o'clock. I'll take this flight. You know, I think it'd be a hell of a lot easier if you two just moved in together. Oh, boy. You believe him?
Yeah, us living together.
Although, I mean, it's not such a far-out idea.
Oh, you thought about it?
Not really.
Well, maybe we should think about it for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, 1,078.
What?
Ceiling tiles.
So what do you think?
I think Lowell's got way too much time on his hands. No, I guess I think moving in together would be a pretty good idea. I'm sure we'd beat racing across town every morning just to pick up underwear.
Yeah, my place is much closer to the airport.
Yeah, we do spend almost every night there together anyway. And I can't think of a reason not to do it.
Me neither. So that's it. I guess we're moving in together.
I guess we are.
I think this is going to be great.
Oh, me too.
Hey, Lowell. Guess what? We're moving in together.
Okay. Now I can take down that giant picture I have of you on my wall.
No, Lowell, I meant Brian and me.
Okay. That is what I meant.
What are you doing?
I'm moving in my speakers. What's it look like?
Like you're a roadie for Metallica. Brian, you don't have to do all this tonight.
Yeah, I know. I just, makes me feel settled in, and I don't want to leave your room a mess. You know?
Brian, it's not just my room anymore. It's our room.
Right. So, where should we put our speakers?
How about out our window?
Oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be great.
What is that?
This is the hamper. It just hooks on to the back of the old door and... 2 points! Ow! Mm. You try it. It's cool.
Are these clean?
I don't know. Smell them.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
Oh, man. Hey, this is perfect. You know, I just got here and already I feel really at home. I think this is going to be great.
Me too.
Whoa, man. Oh! What is that?
It's my retainer. I'm trying to fix my underbite.
Huh. And why haven't I seen it before?
Well, I never wore it when you stayed here, but, you know, now that you'll be here every night.
Sure. Got any more surprises in store for me?
Maybe.
Huh.
So, how do you want to spend our first night living together?
In total darkness?
Oh, you still got that book. You haven't picked out a name yet?
No, but I've narrowed it down to 3. Kelbo, which means persecuted and afflicted. Maurice, which means gangster of love. And Felix, which means wonderful, wonderful cat. What do you think?
Oh, well, Lowell, I can see that you've given it a lot of thought. Give it some more.
You know what name I've always liked? Bert. You know, like a Bert Lancaster, Bert Reynolds. Because nobody messes with the Bert. You know? they push around an Antonio. You know, they call him names like Antonio Bologna, and Smelly Boy, as heartless a punk, steal an Antonio's milk money and flick his ears in the cold. They never pull that crap on a Bert. And if it's a girl, I like Heather.
Hey, Antonio.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Hey, Faye.
Hi, Joe. How's life without Brian?
Oh, it's great. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to decide what to do with this room. What do you think about a multimedia entertainment center? You know, place to put my TV.
Oh, well, if it's any help, when my first husband, George, died, I turned his den into a sewing room. Then when I married my second husband, George, he turned my sewing room back into a den. And when I married George III, he turned my den back into a sewing room. He was an odd duck, but it was worth it. He made this blouse.
Uh-huh. Have you seen Brian?
Oh, yes. He's out in the hangar. He's asleep on the wing of the plane.
Brian. Hey.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Woo! Wow. I just dreamt that Alex smiled at me, and instead of teeth, she had the grill work from a 52 Buick.
What are you doing out here?
I'm just trying to catch a little nap. Haven't slept very well since she and I moved in together.
Wow. Alex, you okay? You look white.
I am so tired. I haven't gotten any sleep since Brian moved in.
Up all night getting sweaty, huh? Tell me about it.
Please, Roy.
No, I mean it. Tell me about it.
I just don't get it. I've never had trouble sleeping.
No, what's a big deal, Lambert? I've never minded staying up all night because of a woman.
Well, you don't have a choice. If you dozed off, she'd escape.
What do you mean she sniffs? What? She sniffs. Like this. You know, it's horrible. And it goes on all night long.
What? You slept over there before? It never bothered you.
Yeah, but before I wasn't worried that I would have to listen to it for the rest of my life.
Hey, so what if he clears his throat? I mean, everybody does that.
It's a little more like this. I mean, if it's that bad now, imagine how bad it'll be in 40 years.
She wears this contraption on her face.
He has speakers the size of Stonehenge.
What did she say when you told her you couldn't sleep?
Oh, I didn't tell her. I didn't want her to think that I had doubts.
I couldn't tell him. I didn't want to think I'm not happy.
I don't know. Maybe I rushed into this thing. Maybe I should just go home and live with you.
No.
No. You're just probably nervous about starting something new.
You know, honey, I just think you're worrying about this too much.
You and Alex were meant to be together, and once you get over this little bump in the road, nothing is going to be able to come between a great couple like you. Now, I know in my heart that this is right. You really don't want me to come home, do you?
More than words can say.
Your sister had the baby. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Lowell.
Yeah, it's great. She threw me a curve. She went at twins. Now I got to come up with two names.
It's no big deal, Lowell. You'll come up with another name.
Yeah, but everybody knows that twins' names are supposed to rhyme. You know, if I call him Leon, can't very well call her Neon or Freon or Peon.
Listen. Just because they're twins doesn't mean their names have to rhyme. I mean, you don't have to name them, you know, like Nancy and Fancy.
Hey. Nancy and Fancy. Thanks, Joe. You're a lifesaver.
Years from now, when a large, angry man named Fancy Mather comes looking for you, hide.
Tell you that Alex can be really rude.
What's wrong?
Well, I was telling her about my husband's sewing room, and she fell asleep right in front of me.
You're kidding. Someone actually slept through that riveting sewing room story?
Oh, I'm sorry it's not as fascinating as the one about the free hoagie you won at Fat Tony's Meatball Dream House.
Boy, Alex and Brian are really going through some tough times.
Oh, big surprise. Why would Hackett want to hook himself up with one woman anyway? Isn't half the fun of being single the thrill of the hunt? Making eye contact with a woman across a crowded room? Wondering if she's as hot for you as you are for her? Wondering if...
She'll take a check or insist on cash?
Let me tell you something. Roy Biggins doesn't pay for it. The Roy Biggins Corporation does.
Well... I guess it's a good thing that you and I never moved in together.
What do you mean?
Oh, I think we would have driven each other crazy.
What do you mean?
Well, as I recall, one of us was just a teeny bit petty and controlling.
Well, I think that's because one of us was just a tad rigid and set in his ways.
Well, maybe if one of us hadn't smothered the other one with constant attention.
Yeah, well, maybe one of us just did that because the other one was so, let's see, what is the word that I'm looking for? Cold.
You want a word? I'll give you a word. How about needy?
Yeah, how about unromantic?
Insecure.
Egotistical.
We had some great times, didn't we?
Yes. Hey, Helen. What's wrong?
I haven't slept. I'm not eating. I'm worried that Brian and I rushed into this living together thing. I don't want to hurt him, but maybe I should ask him to move out.
Oh, no, there's no way. You're not coming home.
What do you mean, as in Thomas Wolfe, you can't go home again?
No, it's in Joe Hackett. There's a pool table in your bedroom.
Well, maybe you should talk to him. Hi, babe. How you doing?
I gotta be really honest with you. Joey wants me to move back in with him. It's incredible. I mean, I don't know what's going on. He's really depressed, but I think it would be a little better if I went back and spent a few nights with him, you know?
That's awful. But I understand. And if a couple nights isn't enough, I mean, really, you should take as much time as you need because I don't want to come between you and your brother.
Okay, great. You know, it's only temporary, right? And as soon as he feels better, we'll pick up right where we left off.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Nice. I'll be over later and pick up some stuff, okay? This is gonna make Joe so happy. Joey, I'm moving back home.
Oh, come on, don't cry. You know, you haven't even tried to make this work. Sometimes I think I'm the only one that has an investment in this relationship.
Oh, hi, I didn't hear you come in.
I just brought Joey along just to help us move a few things, you know? Make it easier.
Good idea.
Okay. Joey, you want to just start with the speakers, okay?
You know, Brian, this room is really nice. Are you sure you don't want to just take the speakers down?
Well, I guess I'll get my stuff out of the drawer here.
Oh, that's okay. I already put it in the box.
Oh, that was thoughtful of you. But I probably won't need to take everything with me because I'm going to be coming back anyway.
Of course you will. Yeah. Who are we kidding? You're not coming back.
Listen, Alex, I gotta be honest with you. This living together thing just didn't work out the way I thought it would.
Yeah, I know. What happened?
I think we're both afraid.
Afraid of what?
Of where it might lead to, the next step after living together.
You mean married?
Ugh, that's the one.
I just want to go on record. I really think you two kids belong together.
Well, who said that living together has to lead to marriage?
So you're not automatically assuming that if we lived together, we would get...
married?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Really? Well, then I don't want to leave.
I don't want you to leave.
Hey, Joey, I'm staying.
It's great. I got the speakers.
God, why didn't we talk like this when we decided to move in together?
Oh, no, we should have just been honest, you know?
Hey, and now that we are being honest, I just gotta tell you this. That thing you wear on your face at night, boy, it scares me.
Fair enough, but as long as we're being honest, mm-hmm. Your underwear hoop?
Yeah.
Grow up.
Okay. It's my turn again now, though. I think...
I am so happy that you're not coming home. I mean, you two work things out.
You know that sniffing thing you do when you're sleeping? I really wish you'd stop that. It's driving me nuts.
I'll stop sniffing if you stop that clearing the throat thing, that eh. What the hell have you got in there anyway?
Well, it's not half as bad as the, rooting for truffles.
If it bothered you so much, why did you pressure me into living
here? Pressure? What? You're the one who you practically begged me to move in with you. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, if that's the way you feel, then maybe this is a mistake. Maybe we shouldn't live together.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't.
Where do you want this?
Downstairs.
What?
I'm out of here, man.
Oh, man.
So
So that's it, huh?
Guess so.
Yeah, guess so. So what does this mean?
Well, I guess it means that we're through.
This?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after living together, you can't go back to just dating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now, what do we do?
I don't want to break up.
Me neither.
Then what are we doing?
I don't know, Alex. I just think we could probably work this thing out if we just tried a little harder, you know, and we're honest with each other. Look, we fight pretty well.
Yeah? We make up great.
Yeah. Maybe we've just worked a little harder on the middle stuff, huh?
I will if you will. So, you're staying?
Yeah, I'm staying.
Oh, no. It's just, hey, take the speaker kiss or get the speaker kiss.
Good news, Joey. I'm Stan. You can bring the other speaker upstairs.
All right, but could you give me a glass of water first?
What am I, your slave?
Ever wanted to be on Cheers? Well, now you can be with Be the Bug. For details on how you could be the bug, go to nickatnight.com. And to see who's on Cheers tonight, stay tuned.